Grace to you and peace from our God and Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. To be called a hypocrite is probably nowadays one of the worst insults that you could be called. I mean, think about it in our culture today. There are all kinds of things that you can get away with. There is, in our culture, it's okay to make a practice of all types of impious behavior. You can have a lifestyle, for example, that prior generations would have thought abhorrent. But today, we're more accommodating. They're gay, but they're really nice people. Or, well, he walked out on his family, but it's because he has a lot going on in his life, and we have to be understanding. Or, well, he cheats on his taxes, but who doesn't? Those are all okay, right? But on the other hand, to be considered a hypocrite is like the very worst thing that you could be considered. It's an absolute attack on your character, is to be a hypocrite. He said, don't cuss, but I heard him cussing. What a hypocrite. Or she acts all holy and pious, going to church and praying, but I heard that she has a drinking problem. What a hypocrite. Or he's a pastor, but you should see the way that hypocrite drives. This fear of being labeled as a hypocrite is problematic unless it's properly understood. And it's problematic for Christians, I think, the way we understand it now. Because we all confess to be sinners. We all confess that we fall short of the mark of perfection. So if I were to strive to live according to the law, if I try to live a pious life, if I expect my children to follow the law, if you encourage your friends to respect God's law, this can put a bullseye on you because people don't want to hear that there's something they're not doing right or something they need to do. It's convicting. They don't like it. And they see or hear you saying it. Or maybe they just feel like the way you conduct yourself, you're making them feel judged. I don't know. But it can put a bullseye on you because we're sinners. And we're destined to be labeled hypocrites because we try to walk this upright, pious life. Then when we fall down, it's like, see, I knew that that was all a lie. Living that, they act all pious, but they're not really. We're pious sinners. How's that? Yes, we're hypocrites. Oh, you talk about God's commandments, but you don't follow them perfectly. You're right. We don't. Now, people sometimes will say, well, I'm not going to church. It's full of hypocrites. And our friend, Pastor Ben Dolby, had a great response. He'd say, it's not full of hypocrites. There's always room for more. I think that's a great response. There's no sense in denying, oh, we're a bunch of hypocrites. Yes. We're sinful people. Yeah. Yeah, we are. I mean, who would argue that we're not hypocrites? If we're honest with ourselves, we're going to confess that we are. But I would say also that it's better to be a faithful hypocrite than an unhypocritical heathen. I mean, should we just abandon all morality, just abandon it, say, well, I can't keep it perfectly, so I'd rather just, you know, live in debauchery than be labeled a hypocrite. Of course not. Now, I want to come back to this gospel lesson. Jesus said, when you give to the needy, when you pray, when you fast, the way he says it, in other words, it's not a question of whether or not you should fast or pray or give alms. It's assumed that you will do these things, as Christians have done down through the ages. But he also says, beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. For then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Now, some people don't receive the ashes on Ash Wednesday because they think it's like practicing your righteousness before others. You know, Kelly and I were out at the store earlier today, and we saw some people that had an earlier service, and they were walking around. They had ashes on their forehead. And, of course, I looked at them and thought, oh, you're so hypocritical, you seemingly pious people, you know, walking around with ashes on your forehead. But, of course, not. But some people feel that way. Well, you know, Well, all I would say is, okay, well, look, if you're getting ashes on your forehead so that you can walk around and look all high and mighty, well, then you shouldn't get ashes because you're missing the point. That's not what it's about. So don't get the ashes. If you're doing it to so that you can proudly display your piety, don't do the ashes. Well, on the other hand, if you're taking the ashes so that you can remember soberly death and the reality that that is come because of the fall, well, then it's a good idea to get the ashes because it reminds you of something very important. Jesus said, sound no trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Well, again, are you doing it so that you can be praised by others? And you might say, no, we're not. Well, I do sometimes. I can tell you. I mean, I'll speak for myself. I have, in the past, there have been times I've evaluated my actions and my motives, and I've pronounced myself to be not a hypocrite. That's because I did the good thing in secret. I didn't ask for or seek any public acclamation. And you know what? That really gave me a sense of pride. I felt really good about myself. You're a really good guy. Of course, that makes me a hypocrite. In reality, if I'm being honest, oh, I did a good thing. Was it good enough? Did I do enough? I could have done more. There's always a little bit more I could have done. So if I'm going to pat myself on the back, I really ought to at the same time kick myself in the backside. And say that, I mean, what? I didn't give from my poverty. I gave from my plenty. Or I didn't really suffer a hardship. I wasn't really martyred. I'm not a martyr. And what's the point in all of this? Is this self-flagellation, it's the season of Lent and Ash Wednesday, and so this should be a morose observance where we wallow in pity and despair because we're so awful, because we fall short of God's glory? And the answer is no, that's not the point. That's not the point either. The point is that we enter a penitential season like we are in now in order to remind ourselves of God's great, abundant mercy. He's so merciful to us. I mean, I can't see the depth of my sin without at the same time seeing the height of Christ's forgiveness, of God's forgiveness, of Christ taking his sins upon himself for me. And so when we may seem like we are, you know, going to wallow in self-pity or something, no, it's a matter of always turning back to Christ and seeing his suffering and death for my sins. So it's not about me, it's about Christ. It's not about my sin, it's about Christ taking my sin on himself. Lent is a season in which we train our flesh. We train our flesh to recognize rightly that your treasure does not exist here on earth in material blessings. Everything on earth, all of these material blessings that we have, they are gifts from God. And we need food and water and shelter and so forth. And God provides them to us. But Jesus says, don't concern yourself primarily with that. Think about the treasures in heaven that you lay up. All these things of this age are passing away, but our treasure is in heaven. Christ is our treasure. Christ is God the Son. He is the one who always lives before the Father, making intercession for you. You fall short of the glory. You stumble in your sin. You have excess pride or lust or anger. You name it. Jesus intercedes on your behalf. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That's what this is about. That's what this penitential season is about. It's about remembering that. Remembering God's great love for us. Yes, you have treasure. You, all of you, you are wealthy beyond all human comprehension. Because you have Christ and because God the Father has you, he has adopted you in baptism as his beloved child. Strengthened and fed from the altar, strengthened and fed from the Word of God, you feast on His Word and you receive Christ's very body and very blood for the forgiveness of your sins. Yes, you are a hypocrite. Be a faithful hypocrite. Confess your sin to God and receive His gracious mercy. Because Jesus died for hypocrites just like you and me. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.